submit. You gotta submit. Gotta submit.
Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
You gotta submit.
Welcome this week's guest on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. A longtime Facebook friend of mine for many, many years. We reconnected on some interesting, I guess we was on a Zoom trying to learn something about podcasting or expand our knowledge of podcasting. So welcome to the show, Mr. William Owens. What's going on, brother?
Hey, man, it's an honor to be with you. It's been quite some time.
Yeah.
But great things are happening, man. Great things are happening. Thanks for inviting me on your show.
Yeah, that's what we want to talk about. Well, you know, what's going on, what you've been up to. Tell us a little backstory. Give us a little intro.
Sure, man. Well, you know, in America, when I was there, I rode my bike over 1,000 miles throughout America, from Nevada to Texas. And it was a four-month journey on the bike, sharing the gospel. It was phenomenal. And fast forward, after that, I did some traveling in my motorhome for about 3 to 5 years, man, just going to different places and sharing the gospel even more so. And then it was time for me to go abroad. So I started, took my bike with me to Singapore, to Indonesia, went to Thailand, ended up in Vietnam, and I'm still here in Vietnam right now. And, you know, I've been writing books for quite a while. I've written 16 books on spiritual life and maturity and several books of poems. So God's had me on a tremendous journey of faith. My latest book is actually called Journey by Faith. And, you know, the more you spend time with him and the more you grow closer to him, the more he begins to show you just, you know, the phenomenal things that he would do through your life if you yield to him. So here I am in Vietnam launching a book project that is phenomenal. It's just a tremendous gathering of testimonies, essays, and stories from believers all over the world. So that's kind of a quick catch up about what's been happening for me over the last 7 years. And I'm looking forward to this next chapter that God has me moving into.
Man, 1,000 miles on a bicycle, preaching the gospel.
I saw your face.
That's a lot of riding.
It's a lot of riding, man. A lot of hills.
What was that like?
Tell me.
Were you solo or you have you had a camera crew, or it was just you or a couple of bikers?
No, just me. Just me, man. Just me.
And the elements in the wilderness?
Absolutely. I had my tent with me, slept in my tent. You know, I had one journey that was, it stretched me like you wouldn't believe, man. It was, I started going up this hill, and I didn't consider the fact that it was 5:30 p.m. And I couldn't make it up in time to get to my campsite. It was pitch black dark, with about 8 inches of shoulder between a white line and cliffs.
Oh, man.
And cars zipping around you. But I had to keep going, man. So I threw myself out there this one last time. My pedal was a metal pedal. I clipped in. I had shoes that clip in. Well, I had my leg too close to the chain and bit into my leg. And so I was bleeding on my leg. But I said, Lord, I trust you. I just threw myself out there and went for it. I made it to my destination and set up my tent and started another day.
Oh, man. You know, being a trucker myself, I know them road conditions.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Everybody don't see you out there.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
they don't. The dogs, they see you though.
Oh yeah, they want to see. They hungry.
They live for that. I got confronted by two. It was actually about three dogs. I was leaving one morning, and they were big, and there was no way I could avoid it. And the Lord just spoke so quietly to my heart: get off your bike and walk. And I got off my bike, and I used the bike to be in between me and the dogs. And I just looked at
The bike became the weapon.
Around, the bike became the weapon. Staying cool, calm, and collected. And they lost interest, man. They started playing with each other and went on about their way.
Yeah, so just, you know, being on that bike out there by yourself in the elements, I guess you can be real quiet and listen to the voice of God real clear, huh?
You really can. You bring to memory one night I'm riding my bike and I took this route and that was the longest trek I did. I think it was right at 70 miles that day. I rode about 70 miles that day. It was my last night, in fact. And the route took me through the back roads. And you saw these huge windmills, you know, those big white windmills.
Yeah. Were you in California?
No, I was coming into Texas.
Okay.
I was coming to Texas. I took the southern route. And you heard these big windmills. It was about dusk. I came into a community of some more dogs. But it was about dusk. And by the time I, 30, 40 minutes into it, man, it was nothing but black. But you could hear the windmill. It was the scene of a horror movie. And all I had was this light on my handlebar, man. This bright light on my handlebar. So it was like the most deepest test of your faith and your trust in God that you can imagine, because it was the perfect setting for something with two heads to jump out the bushes.
That's the moment.
But it never did.
Yeah, that was the moment you don't remember no horror movies you watched in your life.
But yeah. I was so happy to see the city lights, man. I was so happy to see the city lights. And boy, you talk about singing some gospel songs. but I got stories, man. That bike journey was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I had a chance to witness and share Christ with a lot of people. And I grew in my faith like nothing else has ever brought me to that. So me taking my bike abroad was a whole nother level of a journey that was just amazing. Man.
You still riding to this day?
You know, I ride, I work out, but I haven't taken a trip. My last trip was not too long ago. I went to Thailand. I flew into Chiang Mai and rode my bike to Bangkok. It's like 350 miles. I didn't ride my bike the whole distance though. Because the landscape is different. There's a lot of, it was just a long distance between places that I could stay. So I just had wisdom and it was very hot. So I did some on my bike and then I caught the bus and the rest, but it was a phenomenal journey. I got to send you some pictures, man. I'll send you some pictures when we jump off of this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised you didn't write a book about the bike journey. Or you did.
I did. It's called Astonished. Yeah. It's called Astonished. And, astonishing God through your journey of faith, and filled with pictures. So I'll have one sent to you, man.
Yeah. You got anything on Amazon where people can find it?
You know, I don't have that book on Amazon. I kind of had to part ways with Amazon some time ago.
Okay.
They were printing my books and not paying me. So
yeah,
I have to say that's kind of
self-publishing to the end, huh?
Oh yeah.
So the book you are working on now, or the project.
Oh, wow. This particular project is called Why Jesus Book Series. And it started off with one particular book, that Why My Faith in Jesus Matters. That's how it came about. And I'm like, it'd be great to have people to contribute their testimonies into this book. Why does your faith in Jesus matters? And that's how it started off. Had a cover done to it. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, why does my faith in Jesus matters? And then the two words start to really grow inside my heart. Why Jesus? And it was almost a natural transition to other areas of experience. And, you know, we think about children, why Jesus loves the little children. And so do I. And we think about artists. The name of that book is called Artists Who Love Jesus. And these are artists. These are musicians, psalmists, writers, poets for the nations, you know. And so it's grown to 14 different books that makes up this series of stories, essays, and testimonies written by Christians, written by believers, their experiences in these particular categories. We have one called Athletes Who Compete and Why Jesus Loves Them. We have another one that's called Jesus Loves the Home and the Women, Wives, and Mothers Who Make Them. And one of my favorites is King Jesus, Spiritual Apostasy, and Political Injustice. So each book makes up the series, and they speak to why Jesus. So people can learn a lot about the different books in the series, and they can participate by contributing their story, essay, or testimony. And whyjesusbookseries.com. There is a process that people have to go through to be selected, but they attend one of our webinars to learn more. And we have several live events that we do monthly that really break down the whole project. And so it's a lovely series of books, myself along with some entrepreneurs and writers and people who are familiar with the industry have come together to make this project possible. And it's starting to take off. It really is, because I can't say that I've heard of the compiling of testimonies, essays, and stories from our generation of believers. This is about our generation of believers worldwide. This is an international series of books. So we have people all over the world who are being encouraged to contribute to it. So it is a confirmation of the Great Commission. It's a confirmation of what Jesus has done in the lives of billions of people, as reflected in the lives of a few within these series of books. And we are creating multiple media platforms for these books to be shared and to be distributed. We're creating our own distribution system for people to become affiliates to share the books. We have a book captain for each book that is somehow they have an experience or story that is connected to that book. So it's really an amazing undertaking. And certainly we could never do it unless the Lord has called us to do it. So that's the theme of the book. That's the project. And that's why I was on the channel, on the podcast, because we're breaking out our podcasts that will have a podcast show for each book that will be hosted by that book captain. And so we're asking God to direct those book captains to us, to bring them to us, as we delegate each book out to the certain person that God has already chosen to take charge of that project and push it forward. So that's the project, man.
Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day. That sounds like a worldwide event.
It is.
Yeah, way bigger than you.
Way bigger than me, man.
So it's going to be like the project is going to be like, once you finish it, that's it? Or it's going to be like a continuation as you get more stories, kind of like seasons?
Well, you know, we have like 14 books now. And so not all the books are coming out at the same time, obviously. You know, the first book we believe will be Why My Faith in Jesus Matters. And once that book is out, a person can actually acquire a copy of that book, or they can pre-purchase the series of books. And every time a book is done, we send them a copy. The pre-purchase of the series of books actually won't activate until we have about 3 books in the can, if you would. But this will be an ongoing project for many years to come. I believe it's going to be an encyclopedia of stories, essays, and testimonies about why Jesus.
Right, because it's always going to be new stories.
Why Jesus?
Yeah, it's always going to be new stories, new people, new events. New events happening to people that's like, oh my God, I got to tell a story.
I got to tell a story. It's going to be a book you reach for when you you know, whether it's nighttime, you want to read something, or you're catching a bus or a plane, you want to grab one of those series of books and read about athletes. In fact, that's going to be one of our first podcasts. You know, God has brought to us a former MVP professional baseball player by the name of Todd Hollingsworth. And he is actually going to be the host for the podcast show. How the Lord brought him, to himself. Amazing testimony of God delivered him. And so he's going to be hosting that particular podcast. Athletes who compete and why Jesus loves them, you know. So we're already setting that up. And so he has an amazing story along with his wife. She's going to be hosting the show, Jesus Loves the Home. The wives, the mothers, and the women who make them. It's going to be an amazing journey. And I know there are people out there who have amazing stories. And a lot of people want to write books, but this gives people a way not to have to focus on a book. They can just focus on telling their story. You know, so there's a submission process. The people who decide they're called to do it, they help underwrite the cost they pay to submit their story, to cover the administrative aspects. It's no different than a missionary journey. If you're going to take a mission trip, you know, you're going to have to cover some of your costs. But those who are actually chosen to be in the book, they don't pay to be published in the book, and they actually make a royalty off of sales of the books.
Oh, that's good. And how is that? How does the affiliate program is going to work?
We have several different types of affiliate programs. One of the things we're really excited about is the distributor affiliate. The distributor affiliate is a Christian entrepreneur, but they have some seed money, and we give them an exclusive territory to actually have physical books on hand to sell at events, at churches. They can be as creative as they want, but they have an exclusive territory that's defined by a selected number of zip codes close to where they live. And they pretty much are the go-to person to where it's not just affiliate link buying them online, but they have physical books. You know, they have displays, they have posters, they have material. And you can imagine the type of creativity a person can have with a series of books like this. And so a distributor affiliate, they're an entrepreneur minded. They have some funds to invest. We give them an exclusive territory. Then we have your standard affiliate where they have a link to where they can share different books online. And we have book coach affiliate. They're responsible for actually heading up that particular book. And then those who are in the book, we have an affiliate level for them too. The primary difference is that some affiliates have a second level where they can sign up an affiliate and make an override. But the majority of affiliates will just be a standard affiliate. They can sign up to be an affiliate and they can make 30 to 40% of what they sell off that link from referring people to our bookstore.
Yeah, I like that. Kind of give everybody a chance to kind of help spread it and, you know,
absolutely
benefit from it.
Because we're not going to go through Amazon whatsoever. We have, you know, Amazon is Amazon.
Mm-hmm. They do what they do.
Yeah, they do what they do. And once your digital information goes out there, you have no way of knowing who's printing it and where it's going. And I've had proof of it. So we just won't go there. And with cancel culture,
yeah,
you just never know what they're doing with your literature. So this is why we're developing our own independent exclusive distribution system. And Through People is the publisher. And the whole theme behind Three People is through people, two people, four people. So, you know, it'll be through people, two people, and four people.
Cool. So it's already started, right? The project. And then how could they get in touch with like the webinar to find out more information?
Well, they can go through whyjesusbookseries.com. There are links on there to register for the webinar. I know by the time this particular podcast goes out, which I think you tell me it's in a few days, the links will be up and people can register. We'll have several live webinars weekly. But then we have a huge launch. We have our live official submission launch on May 23rd through the 25th. It's a 3-day virtual live event. And we're going to jump into every aspect of writing. We're going to talk about writing. We're going to talk about publishing. We're going to talk about distribution. And that's going to be the first official submission opportunity. So the webinars that we're doing there, about an hour to 15 minutes, are designed to encourage people to register for the live event that's taking place on May 23rd. You know, so, but yes, people can register for an upcoming webinar. We do several of them a week. We give them enough information to know what this is about. And we will have some pre-opportunities before May 23rd. For those who feel like this is something that they have been called to do, we'll have opportunities for them to learn more on how they can kind of get ahead of the curve, because we've put an infrastructure in place that will be able to process hundreds of submissions. And I might also say that we are selecting assessors, people who will be assessing these stories. We call them assessors and not judges. They will be assessing the stories and rating them. And through the system we put in place, it's all automated. Those who make it to the third level, we will present their products to the public. And they will be able to vote on those stories, essays, and testimonies on a public platform with a star rating, one to five stars. And then finally, those who make it to the final round will be selected to be included in the books. And we've been getting this infrastructure from the Lord for the last 3 months, and we're about ready to unveil this.
Cool. Yeah, I wanted to help get the news out to my platform when I heard you say, yeah.
Absolutely. You know. We'll get you signed up as an affiliate as well. So
right. Tell the world about it.
Absolutely. Appreciate
the thing I like about podcasts, it's like it's worldwide, so you don't know what ears it's going to fall on, when.
That's right.
24 that's hours right. a day, 365. So that's why I like to get the good messages out there and try to help promote, you know, positivity and shine light in this dark world.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
Cool. So, yeah, we're going to have all the links in the notes and stuff where they can click on and get to your information.
That's much appreciated.
So, hey, I know this is a little different, but this is the part of the show where I ask my guests to leave some positive life nuggets. Got a couple of them?
Okay. I think I can find a few positive life nuggets. What comes to my heart, I always like speaking from my current state of experience, because that's relevant. And if it's relevant, you know, to me, then it carries a weight. One of the things that I've accepted and I've learned is that the moment that God has brought you to do something, all that he has brought you through has prepared you for that one thing that he's called you to do. And when I take a look at all of the experiences I've had prior to this moment, each experience was preparing me for this experience. Whether it was riding my bike, climbing a mountain, climbing a hill, going down a hill at 39 miles per hour with 70 pounds of luggage, whether it was waking up in the tent with dogs barking around your tent, whether it's figuring out a software that might take you 2 hours to figure out one step. So wherever you are in your life, just know that God has you there, because you must endure that experience to prepare you for the experience. And it's a journey by faith. That's the name of my latest book, Journey by Faith, because until we take that journey inward, we can't take it outward. And God has to build and develop a resolve deep within our hearts that we are going to follow him and do his will in this life. And while there's an opportunity for us not to finish it, it has to be there in order for us to decide to finish it. So that's my life nugget, is to recognize that not one of your moments in the past has been in vain, but it's been preparing you for what he has for you now. And take that journey by faith. It's impossible to please God without faith. Take it. Because when he brings you to that moment, you'll look back and understand why this, why that, and you will smile.
Mic drop. Yeah, I like it. I can relate to everything you just said, you know, just looking at my journey.
Yeah.
You had to go through it to get where you're at today.
That's right.
And you couldn't miss you couldn't miss one step of that journey.
You couldn't. Or there would be a repeat.
Oh yeah. I don't like repeats. Can we pass this test on the first time?
Son, I love you too much. Let's go back again.
Oh. Well, at least when you go back again, you already kind of know a couple of shortcuts you gotta go.
There you go.
And then that one thing you just gotta leap. Ah.
Yep. You got it.
That's life, man.
You know, I'm living in Vietnam now.
That's a whole different journey in itself, huh?
Oh man, I love it. It's how God has, how he chooses to fulfill his promise to you. That's his business. Mm-hmm. Never think that God's going to fulfill his promise to you where you want him to. God will take you to another place to fulfill his promise to you. So never be tied to anything but the destination. Don't be tied to your current place. Be tied to the destination, because the destination is already determined by God. But if you're tied to your familiarities, then you're going to try to make God's destination where you're comfortable, where you're familiar. Don't be tied to where you are. Be tied to the destination that God has chosen for you to be. And I never thought it would be Vietnam, but it is. And it's beautiful. It's amazing.
A whole new world, a world away, huh?
Yeah, man.
Where are you from originally?
Man, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, it's a long way from home.
Long ways from home. I want to keep it that way. I'm at home now.
He said, Memphis, Tennessee, the place to be from.
It's the place to be from.
That's what I say about New Orleans. I say that about New Orleans. Born and raised there, but that's the place to be from.
That's right.
Well, look here, William Owens, I'd like to thank you for coming on the Thank You Noble Junior podcast, and appreciate you just telling your story so we can get it out there to the world.
Well, I appreciate it, Nathan. Let me share my story, and let's definitely keep in touch. And for those who have a testimony, have a story, have an essay, check us out at whyjesusbookseries.com.
You heard it exclusively on Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
Hey, this is William Owens, and you are listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. Be sure to check us out at whyjesusbookseries.com.
Gotta submit. You gotta submit. Gotta submit.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
You gotta submit.